¡Órale!
¡Sí, señor!
Bienvenidos and welcome to the Familia FFP Podcast, Week 2, Sunday, acabado in the books. I'm Jorge Georgie Martin, and joined by my primos, Ricky Torres, Hector Reyes. ¿Cómo estamos, boys?
What's up, guys? Good. Another great day in football land. Unfortunately, I think as we'll get into momentarily, unfortunate. Definitely some big injuries happened today, and it sucks, but you know, we'll definitely talk about it. But that's never good when you get a lot of guys going down with injuries.
Oh yeah, unfortunately. But everybody, gracias for joining us. So we're going to fill you in on those injuries. Porque como siempre, estamos aquí a sus órdenes. Make sure you're checking out our website at familiaffp.com, as well as our social media channels at familiaffp on Twitter and Instagram, as well as our familiaffp Facebook page. Well, it was kind of cool this afternoon. I got to do a quick visit and get some carne asada. Visit to my mom's house because special occasion, my sister Dora and my brother-in-law Joe and their sons Evan and Robbie. Evan is my godson. They were out, so I had a little carne asada, had a little swim in the pool, and just had some familia, and had actually the blonde-haired version of my familia. The Crabtrees came by. We saw Lance and Jonathan and their wives. So both of their names happen to be Nicole. But hey, shout out to the Crabtrees, Bob and Noel, Brandon and his wife, Christina. So shout out to them. But also, this is a big weekend. Before we get into some injury news, Hector and Ricky faced off. So talk to me, boys. ¿Cómo les fue?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I had my lineup set, you know, pretty well. You know, I was stacked. I had Stafford going. You know, I thought he'd be coming from behind over there against Green Bay. I thought he'd be, you know, at least throwing some garbage time TDs maybe towards the end. That didn't happen. DJ Moore, he had a nice comeback game, 120 yards. No TDs, but gave me 12 points. Deontay Johnson, a nice comeback, 15 points and a TD from Big Ben. So a little disappointed. CEH didn't score. Mark Andrews, big disappointment for me. Only 29 yards, 2.9 points there. And as it stands right now, Rick's still not done. He's still got Alvin Kamara tomorrow, and I'm still down by, what is this, like 28, Rick?
Yeah, even if you had your lineup optimal, it's like you still would have
lost.
Yeah,
even optimal. I sacked Metcalf. He got 15 points. But in his place, I started DJ Moore and Deontay Johnson. So either way, it's kind of a wash. Sack Keenan Allen, 8.6. Sack Washington defense, 8 points against Arizona. So yeah, even if I would have optimized my squad, I still got to give it up to Rick. And you know, even when we're off the air, I got to listen to him bragging and about how he beat me. So
hell yeah, because I'm gonna be first in the league.
There's that. Whatever. Whatever.
I led it from week one all year last year. This year I'm a little late, but I'm back to where I'm used to being.
Whatever.
What you're going to have, let's see. Well, I mean, if I pull off a miracle, where are you at?
Don't matter. I'll pass you in points.
Yeah, you'll pass me in points.
Because I'm pretty sure Kamara will do okay tomorrow.
Yeah, as long as you get more than like 10, you know, 10, as long as Kamara gets 10 points, you'll pass me in points. Ay, mijo. So how's it feel, Rick? You're the first, Familia FFP podcast showdown, and you took him down.
Yeah, he took me down.
It feels good. Georgie, you're next. Pretty handily. I know I got Brian next, so that's I'm going to call that an easy win since he's got injuries. I'm excited for week four, whoever I play.
I got to figure out who I'm not to sit so many points on my bench.
Yeah, you sat Higby, right? You sat Higby today.
I sat Connor. No way.
Imiko. That's its own Imiko, right?
I was proud of you guys last week, but not this week.
Not so much. Not so bueno. And speaking of stuff that's no bueno. Ay, ay, ay. There were so many injuries. And
ay, ay, ay.
Aye, 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 indeed.
Ah, Saquon Barkley. I mean, it didn't look bad initially in real time, and then they slowed it down, and you could see just kind of his knee kind of twerk a little bit and twerk inside, and it's like, oh, that's never a good thing. That's never a good thing. Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
And I believe his backup is Deion Lewis, right?
Deion Lewis.
So I wouldn't bet on him.
No. No, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, Raheem Mostert left the game today again. Oh, so Saquon Barkley, we're going to keep on top of it this week.
Possible ACL, right?
Yeah,
they're saying possible ACL.
Hopefully there's some news on him. Raheem Mostert left the game with a knee. You know, they were up by a few points, so it's not like they really needed him at that point. But that one, eso duele. CMC kind of came up a little bit. Start limping a little bit on an ankle. The top hit, the overall, that I hope that doesn't happen. I hope that's not something that's lingering.
Right.
Just duele. Another one, Davante Adams. Ese otro, that was a hamstring, which screwed up one of my teams. So that you know, when I had such high expectations after that first week. So you just never know with hammies. Jimmy G, ankle. So he came out of the game. You know, it's that one's a big question mark there. What's gonna happen on there?
Drew Lock is 2 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, Drew Lock. That one he kind of went down on the shoulder and it did not look good. It was on his throwing shoulder too.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Cortland Sutton came out of the game with his knee and he was cramping up.
Didn't he go back in though?
I think he went back in briefly, but he didn't have a.
But that, I mean, his value takes a big hit. If Drew Lock's going to be out the next few weeks, then Sutton's value goes down big time. All
those guys.
The quarterback behind Driscoll.
I don't even know.
Too bad. But I mean, I didn't like Sutton to begin with, so.
Well, and then David Montgomery left the game with a neck injury, but he returned. So, but that's something that could linger.
Yeah, I would definitely think that's something that he might feel sore for the next few days.
Yep.
So I would definitely watch out on that. But he played strong.
He did. He's in our Imijo section. Paris Campbell also got a knee injury. That one sounded like it could be serious. So something to keep an eye on that one. Cam Akers, he was a starter.
First play of the game.
Yeah. He got third rush. It was the first.
Yeah, it looked like they drove him. They drove him into the turf. It just looked weird. I first thought it was his neck, because he went like head first, like face first into the turf, and I thought, like, oh man, they're saying that Cam Akers is hurt. I said, man, it just looked like his helmet just went straight into the turf, and then they saw the replay and it looked more like on the side, and then now they're saying ribs and shoulder, right, something like that. Yeah.
So, another thing we're going to keep an eye on. Tyrod Taylor ruled. Ricky, what was your thought when you found out that he was sitting?
Well, right away I was like, why is Herbert in? And then when I saw Tyrod Taylor, he looked like he was in pain, but I guess he was actually suffering from shortness of breath. They took him to the hospital. He had no chest injury. So, yeah, I don't know what happened. I know that Anthony Lynn said that when Tyrod Taylor is 100%, he'll be the quarterback again, but I doubt that. I think Tyrod, unfortunately, whatever happened to him, his last game was last week.
I firmly agree. I don't know how we're going to get into that one, but I don't know how they can change back considering what the rookie did. So we'll get that one in. We'll get into that one in a second. And a couple more injuries there at the end. Will Fuller came out of the game with an undisclosed injury, which to me usually means a soft tissue hamstring injury with him. He got a big donut. So eso no es bueno. Una dona.
Yeah, well, you know, undisclosed is always bad. You know, it's so bad we don't want to tell you what it is. So, you know, I feel bad. You know, leading up to the season, we talked a lot about Will Fuller. You know, talking about soft tissue injuries with him and the fact that he's never really been able to stay healthy for an entire season. Here we are in week two, and it's already hitting. You know, he's already getting bit by the injury bug, and not only that, but they're not telling us what it is. That's double bad. So, yeah, I would be very, very skeptical if that guy plays anytime soon.
And the last one, Sterling Shepard, toe injury, which those things can, you know, as we're seeing with Philip Lindsay, you know, it could be, those are things that could linger a while. I mean, gosh, this is painful.
Week two. There's the laundry list of big names with big injuries. It's not a good sign for only week two.
Didn't Sterling Shepard hurt himself last week?
Probably. Probably it was something, you know, maybe there's something lingering from that one. But I mean, Saquon Barkley, I mean, you just look at that one and that's just, I mean, that a lot of places, it was the number, a lot of drafts. It was
not
the number two pick, not ours. I'm very happy.
Yes, not ours. Exactly. You took Zeke.
Very happy.
You went against the grain. The consensus was Saquon at number two, and in your infinite wisdom, you took Zeke. So good for you. Cheers to you, George.
Yeah, but the other one, and Ricky, your 49ers. Did you put a jinx on the 49ers? Because they're just tired.
This game, they're trying to overproduce, and the muscles just were snapping. I mean, look, you got Mostert out, you got Jimmy G out. They'll be back. They're going to be healthy. But they were supposed to win this week. They were supposed to win last week. So we'll see what happens in the next three games when they got possibly no Kittle, no Jimmy G, and no Mostert. I mean, yeah, that's their whole attack.
Wow.
And even then, it's like, are they gonna have Ayuk? Ayuk barely played today. So, and are they going to get Debo back? So we'll see. We'll see what's going to happen. But, I mean, I knew they were going to have a hangover. I didn't think they were going to get injured. But hey, it happens.
And the one thing, you know, on the defensive side, so which actually could actually impact people who own the San Francisco defense, Nick Bosa is believed to have a torn ACL. So that's just, well, I mean, we know what his brother does for the Chargers, but that takes a big chunk out of that defense.
He was carted off. When they cart you off the field, that's horrible. Yeah. Feel terrible for the guy. He's one of the great defenders there for the Niners, but to be carted off, that's a really bad sign.
No, I mean, I guess the other, you know, of those, I mean, we got to keep an eye on the Drew Lock one, because that takes a big chunk out of that Denver passing attack. I mean, the guy Driscoll did okay, but he's not. I mean, they definitely wanted to grow around Drew Lock. I mean,
hopefully, and they're already missing Philip Lindsay too, so now Gordon, he can't do it all on his own. So I don't know what's going to happen over there.
No, I mean, Drew Lock is the head of the snake. You got to keep him. You got to keep him alive.
Keep it healthy. Yeah, exactly.
So one thing I know is I'm not going to be starting Will Fuller with confidence. And Brandon Cooks actually played pretty well in his, taking over the lead Caballo on the receiver front. So that one's going to be maybe at some point they won't have a tough matchup, and you'll be able to start guys with confidence.
Speaking
of guys with confidence, the guys that came out today
blew up. Unfortunately, not my quarterback, but I guess everybody else's quarterback. Jesus. Wow, man.
Well, I mean, you just look around. There were big performances all around. Josh Allen, 400 yards and 417 yards, 4 TDs. I'm not going to name everybody, but Gardner Minshew, 339 yards and 3 TDs.
Zach, 450. Wow.
Russell Wilson. Ricky, you watched that. You watched the New England-Seattle game really closely. What? You know, that
he was just deadly accurate. If you see the throws that he threw and – like the catches they made, I think it was Moore in the very corner, caught it and just barely got his feet in. But Wilson had to lob it perfectly. It's like, this guy's insane. And to get 5 touchdowns on only 288 yards, and I believe he threw each one to a different receiver. So
yes, he did.
He's tricky. The one thing about him is I know every now and then he's going to throw like 200 yards or 250 with one touchdown, and then Carson's going to eat up the running game. So this was nice to see for now.
What about Cam?
Cam looked good, too. The thing about Cam is that I feel like they rely on him 100%. But one thing to take notice, Seattle lost 2 safeties, and they also lost the biggest part of their game, their 12th man. There's no one there to be screaming at Cam when Cam's trying to go down there and get a last-minute score. So they definitely were losing that. But without the safeties, they still pulled off the last minute stop. And it was obvious. It was obvious they were going to have Cam rush it. And it's like, you know what? They had no other rushing game because Sony Michel, they barely let him play. So they're still finding themselves. And for them to creep up that high, it should give the Patriots confidence. But, I mean, yeah, you definitely got a lot of points with Cam Newton. So, and he wasn't even drafted by a lot of people. And if you got him in a two-quarterback league, wow, you are happy.
Styling. You know, I listed up a bunch of guys who were, you know, one or two of the guys that really caught your eye that we haven't talked about yet on the quarterback side.
Me?
Sure.
I think Matt Ryan getting four touchdowns early, 273 yards. I think it's notable that this is what he's going to do every week. Every week he's going to throw a lot of touchdowns. It's just going to be the second half where you're going to be like, all right, I'm happy he got all the points. This is when he's not going to score. But I think this is he's the most, consistent player I know. He's going to do this every week. And unfortunately, his defense is going to let him down every week, or as this week was their special teams. So I think, but he's definitely one to look at. And another one, the guy who's going to be a top three, if not top one quarterback, Kyler Murray. And I'm so happy to have him on. I'm just good at what I do, guys.
Whatever.
The runs he had, it's like, this guy is something special. He's so tiny, but he's so good. And he's just got, with Hopkins, he's just got good weapons that just match his talent. So they're going to be very dangerous this year.
Yeah, they just looked so dominant. I mean, and I watched a little bit of that game. Washington just never was in that game. Just was never in that game. They just had them dominated. And tell us about the new kid on the block,
Justin Herbert. What do you say, Rick? Well, that's your guy. Chargers.
I was surprised to see him go in, and I'll tell you what, dude was awesome for his first game coming in like that. I felt like he's a student of the game. Because he does these little moves to get the safety off or to bring him in. He'll stare at him. And that's how he got his touchdown. He got his first rushing touchdown and his first passing touchdown the first half against the Chiefs defense. So I think it shows a lot for him. I think he should be playing for the rest of the year. The dude got 300 yards. He was able to not only just play the game but hog the ball. He had a 10-minute drive in the fourth quarter. And really, I mean, some of the play calling was off because they should have went for it on fourth and one. But hey, I'm happy Justin Herbert got to play. I'm happy that I have a quarterback I can really believe in. So I don't know. This is exciting, and he can run. So yeah. And he didn't look too scared. He looked a little scared, but he looked like he knew what he was doing. You see him doing the play calling and everything. It's like, dang, this boy's new, but he's already like saying all these little, you know, the little codes and everything, different plays. So he's good. He's legit. He definitely looked legit.
And even when he ran, he led with his left shoulder, so he's not hurting his throwing arm. And one,
the other hurt the linebacker.
Yeah.
That's right.
But the other thing that also was really impressive, I think you probably heard this. This was early. I think this was maybe in the second quarter. Tony Romo could not stop raving about him. He was just so en fuego for him. He said he thought this was one of the best debuts he'd ever seen. And I'm sitting there like, wow, that's just amazing to hear a quarterback. Another guy who came out of nowhere because of injury, and then he becomes a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback, and he says that about Justin Herbert. That tells me this kid's for real. Es la verdad.
Yep.
No, not mentira. He's not a mentira. The running backs. There were some huge games. Aaron Jones, 236 total yards, three touchdowns. Ridiculous. So many people. What are the people who are you know, crying, you know, just, you know, poo-pooing on Aaron Jones?
I did not
believe
in him.
You didn't?
No, and I still think he's going to run out of gas at the end of the season. But, hey, we'll see. What happens.
It was the Lions defense. He went up against the Lions defense, and I mentioned that this was one of my picks. I picked Green Bay to cover, which they did. But, you know, I mentioned it that, you know, the Lions defense is nothing, you know, nothing impressive. They're just kind of middle of the road. And yeah, the Green Bay Packers is,
I don't even think they're middle advantage. Of the road.
Maybe not even that. Yeah, maybe not even that. But yeah, that's, you know, hopefully when Golladay comes back and my guy Stafford can put up some points in garbage time, because man, he needs to put up more than 15 points a week, man, if I'm going to have any kind of success this year.
You know, a couple other guys. I mean, a lot of guys had, you know, Zeke had his normal game, 122 total yards. He had, I think he had 6 receptions in that game. Miles Sanders, welcome back, 131 total yards and a touchdown. So he had a good one. James Conner, everybody thought he wasn't going to play, and 121 total yards and a touchdown. But other two guys that I wanted to mention, James Robinson, 120 yards and a touchdown. And David Montgomery, you know, again, you know, went out with the injury, but he got 127 total yards and a touchdown. Some really, really resurgent. Oh, and the other one, you know, if there were any questions about Jonathan Taylor as a first, you know, a top 10 running back, I think they're done, guys.
Yeah, he's a real deal. The real deal.
101 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Any TDs, yep.
Any thoughts on the guys just mentioned?
Leonard Fournette.
I was going to say that.
For real.
Yeah.
I just, and also James Robinson. It's like, what a steal. Why did I pick up Chris Thompson? Why didn't I get Robinson?
Yep. Same thing with me. Yeah, exactly. James Robinson sat on our waiver wire, you know, right up, almost up until the day before the week 1 games went. I think Brian picked him up, but. Yeah, no one, you know, and people were saying, get James Robinson. This is going to be, you know, the lead running back. You know, the coach came out and said James Robinson is going to be the starter for the Jaguars. Make sure you scoop him up. And still, no one was grabbing him. So
finally, yeah, but they said Malcolm Brown was going to be the starter for L.A., so.
Well.
So yeah. I don't trust what coaches say.
We don't.
Well, now you know.
You know, there were a few big games on the wide receiver, and – you know, I think the biggest was Stephon Diggs, 8 receptions, 153 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Again, so many experts were saying, "Oh, he's going to the wrong quarterback," and everything like that. And he and Josh Allen just have a great chemistry, and sight to behold.
Yeah, they click for sure. We're gonna see a lot of that this year. Josh Allen, I mean, his performance this year was just epic. 417, 4 TDs. Stephon Diggs is going to be the recipient of a lot of good passes. He's going to score a lot of points this year. If you have Diggs, good for you. You're going to score a lot of points this year. They're just going to continue doing this all year long.
It's like a complete passing game. They went from running last week with Allen all day to throwing, where he gets over 400 yards. It's ridiculous. I was really pissed because I was killed by Diggs. And even though I scored like the second most points, the guy had Diggs and all these other this horror, and he kept throwing to him, and they kept getting long plays. So Diggs looks good. Diggs looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be consistent? I don't know.
I think so.
It's really nice to see.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they've gone up against 2 pretty bad secondaries so far. Exactly. So let's see what, I mean, but you know what? You still got to do it. You still got to do it. And they did.
Exactly. That's why it's nice to see, but we'll see if they can do it again.
Yeah, so we'll see. Calvin Ridley, I mean, I think we're seeing the beginning.
He's going to do this weekly.
Monster season. DJ Moore came back, 120 yards, no touchdown. Scary Terry. Ricky, that's your man.
Yes. That's my boy. And he didn't come out till the second half, but at least he did it. So it looks like basically to get him going, they got to be losing by a lot, because then garbage time is when they like to throw to him more. And he's so fast. He was getting around defenders here and there. So it looks good. Last week was a little dud. I think this is more likely what you're going to see. And it's exciting to see him, because I'm trying to base my whole team around him, get my team name on him. I got him in a few leagues. So it's about time. I had to wait last week to hold my lips. But now it's like I can sing his praises.
Ha!
With that big game that Dak Prescott had, I don't know if we mentioned it, but he had 425 total yards, 450 yards, sorry. I mean, just a monster game. CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper both went over 100 yards. And Dalton Schultz got a touchdown, got a little over 90 yards and a touchdown. So
wow.
And this was all game script because they went against Atlanta. Atlanta went out to the huge lead. The whole game it was going to be Dallas trying to catch up. So it was a fantasy player's, like, dream. And I think when you look at it that way, don't believe that Amari Cooper is going to do this all the time. CeeDee Lamb, it's great to see that he can do it. Now you see that their ceiling's really high, but I would try to sell high right now rather than trying to buy into this right now.
Yeah, I don't know. This could be every week though.
I don't see it. I think on other weeks they'd run with Zeke more and they'd run clock. And this game they couldn't run clock.
Okay, I could see that. Yeah, it's going to be tough to get 100 yards from two receivers in a week.
Especially because you still have Gallup too. So
yeah, Gallup. You know,
there's a lot of hands out there that need the ball and
had a mouth to feed. Yeah,
and I think Zeke and Dak are the only ones you can bet on.
Exactly, you're going to have to feed Zeke. Yeah, game script's going to say sometimes you're just going to need to run it. Yeah, you know, today wasn't that, but you know, there's like Rick said, there's going to be days where. If you want to run the clock out, you want to, you know, your clock management, yeah, you're just going to hand the ball off to Zeke and you're not going to pass to Lamb and Cooper and Gallup. So, yeah, it's good to see, like I said, Rick, it's good to see Lamb, the fact that he can do it, the fact that he, you know, he's, you know, stepped up to the plate, you know, he's accepted the challenge and he's actually done it. That's great to see. But, yeah, I doubt this will be every week, but Dak's awesome.
If I have CeeDee Lamb, I'm selling him so high to a Cowboys fan.
Really? So a Cowboy fan.
Hey, so who's I'm taking volunteers between the two of you. Who's gonna slap me with a ruler across my knuckles for sitting Tyler Higbee in his
I'll put on a nun outfit. Well, I would do that does it remind you of days of Mary Immaculate in Pacoima? With a ruler across your knuckles.
No, Santa Rosa.
Oh, yeah. You went to Santa Rosa. Yeah. How did you go to Santa Rosa? You live like right around the corner off Carl Street off Laurel Canyon and Van Nuys. How did you go to Santa Rosa?
Mom and Pop like Santa Rosa better. Okay. So, 2.5 miles away. But
all right. But yes, shame on you, George, for sitting Tyler Higbee, 5 catches for 54 yards and 3 touchdowns, sitting on your bench.
Yeah.
It's okay because I did the same thing, but I have Kelsey. So, I mean, I feel you.
You have every reason.
You put Gallup and Davis in. But
you know what? The tight ends, we're seeing some emergence from tight ends. We're going to see if guys are more consistent coming up. Mike Gesicki got 8 catches, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns, including the one that messed up Hector having a clean sweep there.
Oh, my picks, man. I was 3-1, so Hex Box, I was 3-1, so I'm happy about that. That's
Hex Parlay.
Pretty darn good. If I parlayed those three, then I'm golden. But
if you parlayed those three and did a round robin with all combinations of 2, 3, and 4, you'll make a little money on that one.
Exactly. So I am disappointed. I had Mark Andrews starting for the Ravens. They scored 33 points. They just ran all over the Texans, and he scored 2.9 points. So
They're saving it for when they need
it. Yeah, I was very disappointed in Mark Andrews' performance. 2.9 points. He had a total of 29 yards when the Ravens scored 33 points. So, and yeah. So just to your point, George, I think every week we're going to see tight ends kind of go up and down. I don't think we're going to see Tyler Higbee score 3 touchdowns every week. Just like last week, Mark Andrews had 2 touchdowns. Today he's got 29 yards total and no scores. So I think every week it's all matchups, tight ends especially. It's more kind of matchup dependent on how tight ends do. So obviously this week I didn't cash out with Andrews. I think next week I'll have a little bit better chance. But yeah, every week it's kind of hit and miss depending on matchups, how your tight ends are going to fare.
Well, hopefully people in their tight end leagues had Jonnu Smith. I actually started Jonnu Smith and Noah Fant as on a league where you have four flexes. So that was good. That was mostly because everybody else on my bench was hurt. But Jonnu Smith, 4 catches, 84 yards, 2 touchdowns. Noah Fant, 4 catches, 57 yards, 1 touchdown and a 2-point conversion.
Nice.
And then this guy's gonna be flying up the waiver wire. Dalton Schultz, 9 catches, 88 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, nine catches. And was that the number of targets that he had? I mean, obviously he had 9 catches, but how many targets did he have? Do we have that?
Who is this guy?
He's the Blake Jarwin replacement.
The Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so how many targets did Dalton Schultz have? Because
I don't know. He's not going to fly off shelves.
I don't know, man.
Maybe in Texas.
He had, targets today. He had 10 targets. That is nothing to sneeze at in the Cowboys offense. The guy had 10 targets, 9 catches. Dak is throwing darts. This guy's catching them. 88 yards at a TD. That's definitely someone to keep an eye on for sure.
Well, I'm keeping an eye on him. I've got a league where I lost
the ball 34 times. So.
Yep. No, I think he'll
I'm sorry. He threw the ball 47 times. So, of course, he was going to get a lot of targets.
Well, yeah, that happens every week, or if it happens the majority of the time, this guy's gonna get targets.
So, yeah, it's good. And now, then we got the final section. Ay, Dios mío!
Ay, Dios mío!
on the quarterback side, Tommy TB12. I mean, they won, but it wasn't pretty from him. 217 yards.
They were up 21-0 by halftime.
Remember that when you're watching The Price is Right and somebody loses, they play that music, that Price is Right losing music. That's this segment right here. Kirk Cousins, 113 yards, no TDs, 3 picks. I mean, that's somewhere.
You knew that he had this type of floor though.
Because
he did this last year too.
That's got to be a negative number. I mean, if you have Kirk Cousins on your squad, that's got to be a negative score. I mean,
it's about -2 at the most. Yeah.
Right, let's see. Let me look it up. So Kirk Cousins today, he scored -3.74 points in a standard league. That is not going to do it. Yes, he's a game manager, but God dang, you get rid of Stephon Diggs and it just, I feel bad.
I feel like you guys shouldn't poop on Tom Brady because he still scored a good amount of points, still got 239 yards, 2 touchdowns. 2 passing ones, 1 rushing.
So Tom Brady did?
I'm sorry, I think, never mind, that's all together. But he threw 1 regular touchdown, and they were up by a lot, and he opened it up to allow Fournette to get a lot of yards. And it's like, this is what's going to happen with this guy. He's going to get out to these leads, and they're going to slow it down, or he's going to get into the trouble like he did with New Orleans. I think this is great when you look at Tom Brady, because this is like a huge step up. His team looks great now, especially with Fournette at the helm.
Right, but from a fantasy standpoint, 17 points today. I mean, you have guys that are, putting up 30, 40 points. Guys like Dak, guys like Kyler Murray, that are putting up these monster points. Matt Ryan, Russell Wilson. So, you're expecting Tom Brady to put up a lot more points than that. From a fantasy standpoint, that is definitely an Adios Mio when he puts up 217 yards and scores.
Was anyone expecting Mitchell Trubisky to score any points today?
I was. against that New York Giants defense, heck yes, I was.
Right, against the Giants, definitely.
Claro que sí. I was, because remember, we talked about it. He has to perform in these weeks where it's kind of a soft opening to their schedule.
And he choked. 13 points. He choked.
They got the win.
I mean, that's fine and dandy, but we're talking fantasy here. We are a fantasy first podcast for the public.
And from a fantasy standpoint,
that's not going to cut it.
But in the fantasy language, he's still going to be their starting quarterback.
Right. No. Yes. Week. Definitely. Definitely. He's gonna. Nick Foles is still lying in wait until Mitch Trubisky throws up a. Throws up a dud, which is coming. It's coming. it's coming. As they, just be ready. One of these days, he's gonna throw 3 picks, and he's gonna have that. He's gonna have that Kirk Cousins game, coming soon. So, be ready. Let's see who does he face off anytime soon. He's coming up against. He's got a cake. Look, week 1 Detroit defense, week 2 Giants defense, week 3 Atlanta defense, week 4 Indy defense. he doesn't play any kind of good defense. Jesus, until maybe what the Saints, maybe the Titans, maybe in week 9. This guy's got a cake schedule. I might have to pick him up. His schedule is all green. I'm looking at the schedule. It's all green, like green and yellow. There's no red. Man, this guy's got a really soft schedule. I may have to pick him up.
We talked about it.
Yeah, we have. Trubisky. Yeah, he definitely got a. The fantasy gods smiled upon him for this year. He's got a nice schedule.
The last quarterback, I mean, I kind of debated if I put him in at the end, but Carson Wentz, 242 yards, no touchdowns, 2 INTs. Just, I mean, the Rams, you know, took that early lead and they just steamrolled from there. I didn't see if I couldn't see how many sacks the Rams had.
A lot.
He was sacked. I'll tell you, he was sacked. Let me see if it's on the.
And I'll tell you what, it just sucks because he had no one to throw to. They shut down Goedert and Ertz. They had horrible days, like 4 points and 9 points for them on a standard. So it's like they just had a horrible game.
Yeah, this is
like,
bad.
Like when they play a tough defense, even a semi-tough defense, this is what you should expect. And it just sucks because Carson Wentz is a great quarterback. He just has no one to go to.
Yeah,
that's why they're running back. That's why Miles Sanders did so good. That's all he had.
Yeah, he had no sacks, but he had 1 INT. So
7.5 points standard league, 7.5 points for Carson Wentz. That is not going to do it. It's back to back. He threw a back to back duds last week. 10 points, which was really bad. This week, 7 points, which is really bad. So if you have Carson Wentz, you might be looking to Gardner Minshew. Minshew mania on the waiver wire because that guy's throwing up touchdowns left and right, and Wentz is not.
You know, one of the things Steve Mason mentioned on the interview I did with him, he said that one of the guys, the first guy he mentioned when I asked him if there was any players he was worried about coming up, he said Carson Wentz. He's worried that he may not. He's been injury prone, and he's might not last the season.
Yeah,
if they don't do a better job of protecting him.
Exactly. Yeah. Who does he have a throw to? Like Rick said, who does he have a throw to? His weapons are minimal. So that means more time standing in the pocket looking for somebody, more chances. I mean, we saw it last week. He was sacked 8 times, and I was watching NFL pregames or whatever, and they're talking about, yeah, this has never happened. In like the modern era, a guy getting sacked 8 times, it must have been miscommunication, or it must have been, because they're rusty. I think it's because the guy just has no one to throw to. He's back in the pocket. He's looking around. There's just nobody there. And so he has to scramble. He gets hit. He gets taken down. And he's sacked. I think if he had a receiver, he had somebody to throw to, then he can throw it up there. But if he has no one to throw to, he's sitting back there in the pocket. The clock's ticking, and he gets knocked down. So I think Carson Wentz, without any big weapons, as he doesn't have, and he will continue not to have through the season, it just doesn't look good for him at all.
Can I throw a big word out there and can I digress for a second?
Yes, digress.
I was just thinking of something a note about Justin Herbert that they said during the game that he ran in a touchdown and threw a touchdown. And I think he did it doing it in the first half. He was the first player in NFL history to do that in 66 years, since 1954.
Wow.
So if someone was born on that day, that person, male or female, is now, lived their life and retired now, getting Social Security in the time it took to do for Justin Herbert to do something he did today, the last time.
Wow.
So pretty amazing.
Impressive.
Pretty
impressive.
Amazing. Impressive. All right. So now we're going to progress back to the Dios mío running backs. CEH, 10 rushes, 38 yards. The Charger defense was pretty stellar today. I mean, I know it was a tough loss for you, Rick, but yeah, you got to be heartened by that defense. Those guys were balling.
Oh, yeah, they were definitely balling. They were able to make Patrick Mahomes question himself, and it was nice to see. He was he wasn't comfortable because they were always rushing him. Bosa always got in on him, but unfortunately, just a little mistakes here and there. Mahomes is the guy we knew he was, and he just marched down the field. He played a lot better when he was on his feet running, but when he was in the pocket, they collapsed on him. But the second he would run out of it, The second he started playing more quick, they did way better. So I feel like the Chargers are definitely going to win the next one. And yeah, it's disheartening. Thanks for the reminder.
No, you're gonna. It's fine. I think you'll take one and one. I think you'll take one and one. Seeing the offense you saw today, then 2-0.
And the defense. Yeah. And the. I mean, they shut Hex Guy down, and I'm like, good. I'm tired of the hype. I'm tired of the hype.
Well, I mean, it's not really hype. I mean, yes. I mean, 10 rushes, 38 yards, but that is 3.8 yards a carry. So that is not. Yes. Hey, man.
That's nothing. That's 3.8 like you would yards say, a
carry.
How many that's points a, is that fantasy? Seven
hey,
points.
All I'm saying is, if he runs it all day long, that's a first down every time. 3.8. You in three downs, you will get a first down every time.
Well,
that's all you need.
Let's keep going. Ronald Jones, it looks like he has ceded the starting running back position to Leonard Fournette. He only had 7 rushes, 23 yards. He did get a touchdown, but I'm pretty sure that tomorrow Bruce Arians will say he's going to be riding the hot hand. So.
Exactly. What? Coach speak.
One guy that people really unloaded their fab on was Nyheim Hines. In one of my leagues, somebody spent $45 in fab on him. He got one reception.
30 on mine, too.
Yeah. And of course, I played that guy, and he beat me because the rest of his team just went ballistic.
I played that guy, too. What? He had Jonathan Taylor and Hines, so it was like...
No duele. Well, on the receiver side, you know, Juju, 7 receptions, 48 yards. It definitely looked like Deontay Johnson was the guy. Chase Claypool got an 84-yarder out there, too. So the Steelers didn't really need to throw a lot today because they had a comfortable lead early on. Scotty Miller... 2 catches, 11 yards. A lot of people were expecting him to do something with Chris Godwin. Devontae Adams, was it the injuries? Because apparently there was also an ankle injury in there. So kind of keep an eye on that. You know, he only had 3 catches for 36 yards. Michael Gallup, he got 58 yards receiving. You know, when the other two guys have 200, you know, over 100 yards and, you know, Dalton Schultz has 92, you expect more than 58 yards out of Gallup. But
Definitely.
And then one that, you know, on the tight end side, O.J. Howard, I was really hoping I'd get more than one catch for 11 yards. So, eso dolió. I couldn't.
What did Gronk do? I mean, obviously, you have, you know, over there in Tampa Bay, you have O.J. Howard, you have Gronk. Gronk had nothing. Gronk had 0 points today. So, yeah, obviously, down. I mean, he had no – did he even have any – one target, no yards.
I feel like you guys should have known this was going to happen.
You predicted it, Rick. I remember when we did our first –
I predicted that. I predicted the downfall of the Niners, which hasn't happened yet, but I think we could all see it coming now.
Now the Bucks too?
I don't know what I projected about the Bucks, but
– You projected –
Guys, you just got to listen to me when I speak more often.
Why do you think you're here?
Nah, I'm good.
Well, let's take an early, you know, tomorrow I'll have a waiver wire column mostly written out, and I'll make sure it's distributed by Tuesday. But, you know, I looked at Gardner Minshew thinking, why is this guy only rostered after this week? That being rostered on 32% of leagues.
You're right. Whoever thought he was a fluke week one, by week two now it's like, okay, this guy's a real deal. Minshew mania. Is real, so I think after the waiver wire opens up this week, I think you're going to see him snatched up by
the
majority of folks. Yeah, he'll probably be up there with, you know, maybe 70-80% of, you know, it rostered in that percentage of leagues. So I think it's time. I think people are finally seeing, like, you know what, I'm going to scoop him up, and whoever their second quarterback is, that's if he's been doing crappy, they'll dump him. And you know, Minshew's he scored. What, you know, we're in week two. Last week he's what, 3 TDs. This week 3 TDs. So he's getting them in bunches. So yeah, it's definitely time to scoop him up for sure. If you haven't yet, definitely keep an eye and you know, keep an eye on him and put him on your roster if you haven't by now. Or if you could use him as a second, if he's doing better already than your second guy that's on your bench, pick him up because he could definitely score.
Well, you could have used him this week, Hector. And
I know Matthew Stafford. I'm thinking of that. You know, and I have Teddy Bridgewater. Bridgewater scored like 6 points, so I'm starting to question myself. My guy, Teddy Bridgewater, is not doing anything,
that's,
man.
That's
so,
your guy.
Minshew may be my replacement for Teddy B, my main guy.
Now, Ricky, in any of your leagues, are you ready to spend some fab dollars on Justin Herbert? Did you see enough?
In the only FAB league that I'm doing, it's a two-quarterback league, and I have Tyrod Taylor, and I have Jimmy G, so I have to get him. So I have no idea how much I'm going to spend on him. Right now, I put $37 out of the 100, so I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get him. I really want him. But then again, it's like, what if Tyrod Taylor is going to be back? I don't know. He looked so good today.
He did. He did.
But I don't. How much would you spend on him in a two-quarterback league?
I'd really think about $50 because at that, you know, at this point, there aren't too many. The only other option is maybe like Mitchell Trubisky and Dwayne Haskins.
And they're not even in the free agency for me.
So that tells you. So, I'd think long and hard about spending more than $50 on it just to make sure you get them, because, you know, in two quarterback leagues, the quarterback is so valuable.
Yep. Definite.
Daryl Henderson, I think, has to be on people's radar just because of the fact that we don't know about Cam Akers' injury, and he looked really good today. With Saquon, Deion Lewis or Wayne Gallman, either you guys getting excited about him?
Nope, not at all. I've seen them play before. It's like, you know, it's stray away. Go spend your money elsewhere. Let the I don't even know who would spend their money on them, but let them. I don't think it's worth it at all.
Yeah, I agree. No, I hate it when we agree all the time. It's not.
Deion Lewis when he was the backup for Derrick Henry in the championship.
Yes,
no, last year.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
And it was horrible. So
that's right. That's right. I remember that.
Deion Lewis.
Yeah, the Titans. That's right.
And we mentioned him, and there'll be more players, but we mentioned him before. Dalton Schultz. You got to put him on your ponlo en la mira.
I don't think so.
If you need a tight end,
I think it was all game flow. I think if you can get Kosicki, way better. But I think Schultz. I worry that this isn't going to be reproduced.
I think it's going to be inconsistent. I think it just worked out that way. I could see Gallup getting more of those balls anyway. So I may have to take a shot at him, because the league where I lost Blake Jarwin, I picked up OJ Howard, and we saw what that.
Time to.
And I did it because of you, Georgie.
it looks like Tom Brady's not looking for the tight ends the way he used to back with the Patriots. So. Yeah, I think dropping O.J. Howard is, at this point, it's kind of like an easy call. And then, yeah, Dalton Schultz is definitely a nice replacement.
I will say I am slapping myself on the back. I made Ryan Tannehill my streamer quarterback of the week. So
boom!
That was good.
You're two for two, man. Last week you had another good call. So that was
Jacobs.
Last week was Josh Jacobs. This week, you're two for two, man. So kudos to you, man.
Yeah, we'll forget about the fact that I had Tyrod Taylor as my streamer of the week. we'll leave that one out.
That didn't really happen.
Yeah. Well, before we close up shop on this episode, Familia, you know, we're big on Familia. And, we're sending out special thoughts to James White and his family. Apparently his father passed away in a car accident today. His mother was in the car, too. She was seriously injured. So, we're going to say a prayer, keep warm thoughts for the White family. Hopefully his mother has a speedy recovery. And, but hey, you know, say a little prayer, light a veladora for them, for everything to turn out okay.
Yep.
Familia has always gotten us through our tough points. So hopefully it helps them through theirs.
Definite.
And eso es todo for our show, everybody.
Show.
Thanks again to Anchor.fm for being our hosting network and for our independent podcast and making sure it gets out into the Familia community. Please subscribe and leave us a review on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, make sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at FamiliaFFB, as well as our FamiliaFFB Facebook page. And there's going to be a lot of content this week. We're going to, we're going to take a look at all the injuries and see if we can help you out with some replacements. So go to FamiliaFFB.com to get the latest, and our Twitter.
Yep.
So gracias, everybody. And remember, todos somos familia.
Adios, amigos.
Salud.